531.
PMN News at 6. Ngā mihi o te pō, ko ati tahi pōtaka news ahau. Police have released the name of the man shot by officers in West Auckland last week. David Lolier Jr. Fononga was shot by police after attempting to rob a cash and transit van at Henderson gas station. The 26-year-old was taken to hospital in a critical condition and later died. Police say investigations into the circumstances of last Friday's shooting are continuing. They are appealing for anyone with photos or video footage to get in contact. One of the country's largest Pacific-led health organisation will focus on charting new paths after COVID-19. Pacifica Futures is hosting a two-day conference in Auckland tomorrow to talk about where to from here. CEO Debbie Sorensen says the current funding model for Pacifica Futures will be reviewed at the end of this year.
We've got a very unique model of response to our communities. As a group, over 2.5 days, we'll be able to talk about together, and then that really helps us chart our way forward. And we have another year of this current funding round, and then we will be hopefully entering into a new agreement with Te Puni Kokiri.
Virgin Australia has relaunched direct flights to Samoa more than 3 years after services were halted due to COVID-19. An all-Samoan crew operated the first Virgin Australia return flight yesterday as a gesture marking the return. Direct return flights are beginning again out of Sydney and Brisbane. Samoa Tourism Authority CEO Pativaine Petaia Te Vita says the return of Virgin Australia boosts efforts to restore the country's tourism sector. Dry rations are being sent to Vanuatu's worst hit areas 3 weeks after severe back-to-back tropical cyclones. Vanuatu's Minister of Climate Change, Ralph Regenvainu, says some food was taken to communities initially during assessments, but the main food push started in the middle of last week. He says people have been frustrated while waiting for supplies, but says everybody in the most affected areas should have food by the end of this week. The two most affected provinces are Shefa Province, where Efate and Port Vila are located, and Tafia Province, where Tana is the main island. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister says he's open and ready to provide further financial support to the people of Vanuatu should they need it. Vanuatu is recovering after two devastating cyclones and an earthquake ripping through the island, destroying homes and livelihoods 2 weeks ago. Chris Hipkins says regular Hercules flights delivering essential supplies is ongoing and personnel are still on the ground providing disaster response coordination.
If they are asking for more support in that area, that's something that we would certainly look at.
New Zealand made a contribution of $150,000 to help with the disaster response. Staying with Vanuatu, a United States government delegation has confirmed it will be re-establishing an embassy in the Vanuatu capital, Port Vila. The delegation, which is touring the Pacific, announced the US wants to deepen the bilateral relationship. The US has previously unveiled plans for the new embassies in Solomon Islands, Kiribati and Tonga. Spokesperson for the delegation, Joseph Zadrovny, told media there is a degree of strategic competition in the Pacific, but the US wants to help address specific needs of the people. Australia's government has committed close to $7 million towards restoring 9 cyclone-damaged schools in Fiji. Fiji's Deputy Prime Minister Manoa Kamikamitha and Australia High Commission official John Williams signed the agreement in Suva. The funding forms part of Australia's cyclone recovery program to Fiji. And to sport, the Warriors will return to Mount Smart Stadium this weekend after starting the 2023 season strong. The team, named as a strong squad with 9 players of Pacific heritage, will be taking on the Bulldogs this weekend. Warriors head coach Andrew Webster says it's been important to nurture connection within the playing group.
I coached a fair chunk of these boys in the Samoan camp in the mid-year test, so culturally I feel pretty much across that. I think it's awesome. You look at multicultural around, everyone had their flags out, everyone was proud. The connection's exciting with every player.
That That's PMN News at 6 p.m. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz.